We focus here on practical tools to help you live a happier and healthier life, to help you feel better in body and mind and spirit, to actually begin living from your deepest, highest self. If you want to be in communication with that divine essence that dwells deep inside of you, well, then you're in the right place. My passion is personal growth and spiritual evolution, because I've had to learn to heal just in order to keep living. And so we focus here every week on inner divinity that gives us the power to heal, on spirituality rather than religion. And I share with you some of the countless ways that we can heal ourselves, that we can begin to reclaim our own power. We are divinely created beings with God-given free will to make our own choices, to raise ourselves up, to walk ourselves into healing. We can choose to be healthier and happier through the power of that divinity that lives inside of us and all around us. And so each week we share with you ways to do just that. Often, all we need to do is actually discover and then release whatever those internal obstacles have been that have blocked our connection with that divine source of all life. That's what I call God, but you can call it whatever you like. Because what blocks us is often not conscious. It's below our level of awareness. We need a power that's bigger than ourselves to begin embracing our God-given birthright, to feel whole, to be happy, to be prosperous, to feel joyous and free in mind and body and in spirit. I hope that you and all of your friends join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern to learn how you can begin living the life you've always wanted to live. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I'm a metaphysical minister and holistic life coach with decades of counseling experience, and my passion has always been sharing what I've learned about healing pain, about living a happier and more peaceful life, about clearing the suffering that so many of us are doing. And it's about feeling connected with that divine power that lives inside of us, and how that divine source of life itself can and does heal pain and suffering. I know firsthand how faith in that divine source of life can heal all of our woundedness. So each week on Inner Divinity, we focus on what works, what helps, what really matters. My intention always is to provide you not only with the tools, but with the inspiration to remember your wholeness, to find it, and to live it. Divine Spirit is alive in each and every one of us. I know that, because without it, we wouldn't be breathing. When Spirit leaves the body dies. And until then, we have that divine spark of life and the power it holds living right inside of us. It doesn't matter where you've been, what you've done, even where you are. It only matters that you know and begin to connect with that divine source of life. Because of that inner divinity, we have the choice and the power to rise up out of depression, addiction, victimhood, or any other suffering. I know, because I've done it, and I've watched countless others do it as well. And so I hope you join me here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, right here on 88.3 FM or online at WAIF883.org, as we explore the many ways there are to tap into the power and the beauty and the divine love that lives in your heart. It's yours as soon as you claim it. There is never really anything that we need to get or gain in order to experience wholeness or joy or prosperity. There's only stuff that we have to let go of, the stuff that has blocked our awareness of already having all of that right inside of us. That divine power is ours to use for all things good, and it arises most easily and fully from humility and gratitude. And so I want to thank you so much for listening, and to also let you know that there is a Facebook page for this show by the same name, Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within, and I'd love to hear from you on that Facebook page. We also begin each week with a little bit of music to uplift our spirits, to bring body and mind into a greater harmony, and to let the body move if it really wants to. Because when the body's moving with music, it begins to feel more strongly that divine spirit that is actually animating the body. So we'll be back in a few minutes, and I hope you join us for today's exploration of how to live a happier, healthier, more spiritually connected life. And here's some music to get us moving on that divine journey. Enjoy.
You cannot keep that when I got in the car and feel my beat like
beautiful spirits. That was Peggy Ratus from Asheville, North Carolina, my hometown. Singing takes a whole lot of faith. Before that, we heard Faith Rivera doing Mirror, Mirror. If you're just joining us, you are listening to WAIF Cincinnati, 88.3 FM on your dial, and also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. My name is Reverend Louisa Dyer. I am a spiritual life coach, and I'm your host here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. Our show is Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. And what we focus on here is discovering and exploring the thousands of ways that there are to help us feel better about our lives, to help us improve ourselves. Not really ourselves. We are divine and whole, just as we are. But we have thoughts and we have feelings that keep us from actually knowing and living the truth of who we are. So what we focus on with this show every week is how to uncover that divinity that lives inside of us, how to get in touch with it and express it and live from it. Because that's our birthright, is to live happier and healthier lives where we are literally experiencing the wholeness of that divinity that is inside of us, that we come from and that we live through. And so every week we explore all the different ways there are to do that. We live in amazing times. You can go online and find meditations that can help you go into your deepest self. You can find programs, a lot of which are free, that will help you move whatever it's been in your way out of the way so that you can experience that truth of who you are. There is so much amazing, wonderful music that happens in the world now that can help uplift our spirits. And that's part of what I wanted to do today, is I really wanted to play some great music, some of which you've probably never heard before. So we're going to start out with a song that was pretty popular a few years ago, and I'm sure a lot of people have heard it, called Sweet Surrender by Sarah McLachlan. But then we're going to follow that with some stuff that you probably not heard. And the point of this is to help you feel that inspiration that comes through music. And if you let your body move, if that's possible, be very careful if you're driving. But regardless, when the body's moving to music, then it's like the body can feel the inspiration, the divinity, the beauty that's in the music. And when we do that, we literally raise our own vibration. And that changes our perception. It changes everything. So really, my intention here is to offer you this music that can raise you up just by listening, just by allowing it in your ears and through your body and just filling you up with the beauty and the sound and the glory of it all. And so I hope you stay tuned. I'll be back in a few minutes. And enjoy the music. We'll be right back. course, was Paulette Meyer from her timeless Quaker Wisdom CD. Before that, we heard Revolutionize Your Soul by Susan Tedeschi, and started off that set with Sweet Surrender by Sarah McLachlan. You are listening to Inner Divinity, Knowing the Source Within. We're here every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern. I am your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer. And you're listening to 88.3 FM on your dial. We also live stream online at WAIF883.org. So I hope you're tuning in every week. And we are a public-supported radio station, and we support the community in return. And part of the way we do that is through public service announcements. And I would like to tell you one now about not wasting energy. Did you know that by not wasting energy, we could actually reduce air pollution by simply turning off the lights when you leave a room, by turning off the TV when you're not watching it, or by deciding what you want before you open the refrigerator door? You don't waste energy, which means you burn less fossil fuel and create fewer gases that cause air pollution. This message is brought to you by the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, EarthShare, the Ad Council, and WAIF Cincinnati. So we are listening to incredible music today, and I want to let you know that the reason we're doing this is because you deserve to be uplifted. Because when you are uplifted, when you do things that feed your passion or make you feel joyful or in any way inspire you, you quite literally not only raise your own vibration, but the vibration of everyone and everything around you. And in doing that, you make a difference in the world. I came across this. It's a piece about how special you are. And I've seen it a number of different places. There is no credit to be given because I'm not sure where it came from. But I found it again in one of Colin Tipping's book, the guy who wrote the Radical Forgiveness books. And I'm just want to read it to you because I think every one of us deserves to hear this and to really get how important we are individually to everyone and everything around us. The you that is special. In all the world, there is nobody like you. Since the beginning of time, there has never been another person like you. Nobody has your smile. Nobody has your eyes, your nose, your hair, your hands, or your voice. You are special. No one sees things just as you do. In all of time, there has been no one who laughs like you, no one who cries like you. And what makes you laugh and cry will never provoke identical laughter or tears from anybody else, ever. You are the only one in all creation with your set of natural abilities. There will always be somebody who is better at one of the things you're good at, but no one in the universe can reach the quality of your combination of talents, ideas, natural abilities, and spiritual abilities. Through all of eternity, no one will ever look, talk, walk, think, or do exactly as you do. You're special. You are. And as in all rarity, there is great value. Because of your great rare value, you need not attempt to imitate others. You can accept and celebrate your differences and even those parts of yourselves that you might not judge to be okay. You are special. Continue to realize it's not an accident that you are who you are. Continue to see that you were created to serve a very special purpose. Out of all the billions of applicants for that mission, only you qualified. You were the one with the best combination of what it takes. Just as surely as every snowflake that falls has a perfect design and no two designs are the same, so too are no two people the same. Ask that you be continue to be guided in fulfilling your divine plan. Trust the process and let it unfold in perfect sequence and in perfect order. Be grateful and happy that you are unique, that you are you, that there is not another you. Only you can show up as you. And so that's what we do every week on the show, is explore the thousands of ways that we can know who we really are and let that truth of our core being show up and shine and fill up the world, because no one else can do it the way that we can do it. And there's a song I want to play for you now. This is also by Paulette Meyer, but this is from her Come Join the Circle CD, which has a lot of children's songs on it, but they're incredible songs for adults as well. And in this song, the song is called What Does Peace Mean? And I think it's one of the best explanations of what peace really means that I've ever heard. Because peace is not some abstract concept. Peace is not something that happens when we can get really, really calm and have no distractions and everything is just perfectly in order. Because seriously, how often does that happen in anybody's life? Peace is an action, like love. And so I'm going to let Paulette tell you more about that. Again, this is Paulette Meyer from her Come Join the Circle CD. I'll see you back here in a moment. That's you. That's me. God don't make no mistakes. That was Karen Taylor Good, obviously singing perfect work of art. And before that, we heard The Gift by Kim Ballou and True. True stands for The Revolution's Underway. And Kim is a local rap artist here in Cincinnati and just has an incredible CD out. Before that, we heard What Does Peace Mean from the Come Join the Circle album of Paulette Meyer. And we actually started that out by playing another tune by Paulette from her Quaker Wisdom CD, which is Truth Is One. That was a little bit of a, obviously I don't believe in mistakes, but I didn't mean to play that one right then, but I think Spirit took over and let me play it anyway, so obviously somebody needed to hear that. You are listening to 88.3 FM on your dial, also live streaming online at WAIF883.org. The show every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern is Inner Divinity, and I'm your host, Reverend Louisa Dyer, a spiritual life coach, and we are playing a lot of inspirational music today to help raise you up and remember the truth of who you are. And next week, we're going to actually have an interview with a woman who is quite amazing. Her name is Mary Pierce Brosnan, and she started Women Writing for a Change here in Cincinnati, and she has published a book about creative transformation, and she's going to tell us some of her transformational stories, and I'm really looking forward to that interview with her. So if you want to hear about transformation and how to do that for yourself, I recommend that you tune in with us again next Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. Eastern, and we will be telling Mary's story on the show. I'm really looking forward to it. I'm going to play you another tune now. This is one of my all-time favorite Aretha songs. So if you are an Aretha fan, I think you're going to love this. I'll see you back here in a moment.
Oh, Come on.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Talking about that piece. That's right. Yeah. Set your spirit free, y'all.
If we wanna make a change, be the change we seek. If we get this thing called love, turn the other cheek. In the world right upside down, maybe then we'll see another way to be. If we're gonna have a dream, wait to make it real. If we're marching for some peace, start at home with me. If we through the war inside to bring some harmony, we're the point where it begins.
Talking about that piece. That's right. Yeah. Set your spirit free, y'all. Talking about that peace. That's right. Yeah.
Franklin, Spirit in the Dark, one of my favorite songs by her. I also want to let everybody know that if you want some help with connecting in with your own higher self, there is a free guided meditation on one of my websites, and it's just my name, louisadyer.com, and you're welcome to download that. It's 10 or 15 minutes. It will help you get present in your body, grounded in your own being, and give you a way to begin connecting with that inner divinity of your own. And I'm going to close out today's show with our theme song, as usual, God Is, by Faith Rivera, because this song says it better about how unique and special you are and the divine energy that's both in you and around you and moving through your life. And you can always call on it. You can get strength from it. It's just a matter of bringing your attention to what is already true. I'll see you back here next week. Enjoy.